Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. How has your day been? Today in Rhapsody of Realities, Pastor Chris is sharing something so amazing. The title of today's article is The God Nature in You. Hallelujah. The scripture reading is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Every man has an intuition that he's more than an animal. And that's correct. Jesus is the very embodiment of the divine nature, the very revelation of God. Hallelujah. The express image of divinity, the outshining of God's glory. Jesus became a living example for us to see and to behold God's plan, purpose, and expectation. Did you hear that? You know, when you look at Jesus, he is the embodiment of God's glory. In other words, Jesus is everything God is in a body. He is God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life. Now this is talking about Jesus. In John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. And in 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you are born again, the divine life was imparted to your spirit. From that moment, you became a partaker of the divine nature, an associate of the God kind. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? If you're born again, you have eternal life, the divine nature. You're more than a man. Pastor is reminding you that you are God kind. Hallelujah. A special class like God. Hallelujah. Pastor says, this is what men have always sought, consciously and unconsciously. This is the mystery. In other words, it's a secret. The testimony and power of Christianity. Hallelujah. That you can have the divine nature. Did you hear that? A person, a normal human being able to have the divine nature through being born again, is the power of Christianity. The reality of our oneness with deity, that means with God. The bane of many has been their ignorance of the power, their ignorance of the import and impact of the divine life in them. You know, this is why you can have something and not know it. And then if you don't know what you have, you can't use it. And therefore, ignorance is very costly. In life, you will suffer if you don't know these truths. Because what are you going to do when you're faced with challenges, troubles, family problems? Maybe someone says a family member of yours has a particular condition. And everyone might be saying, oh, we feel so sorry for you. Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to change it using the divine nature that is in you? Because think about it. If God is in your family, Do you think he's just going to look at a particular family member who's having a physical challenge and say, maybe we need to live with this now because there is no medical solution or we don't have the money? No, he will change it. And that's the same life you have. Hallelujah. Pastor says, this is what men have always sought, consciously and unconsciously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor is reminding us, he's talking about some Christians, they aren't conscious that as Christians, we are God-carrying vessels, fully loaded with God. Be conscious of that. You're fully loaded with God, whether you feel it or not. You're full of God if you believe in Jesus Christ and if you have confessed His Lordship over your life. If not, just wait till the end of this podcast and we'll help you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and receive this eternal life. Pastor is reminding, be awakened to this reality. So much so it reflects in your language. If you're still one to make statements such as, I was scared to death or the thing almost killed me, then you haven't come to the awareness that you have received the life and nature of God into your spirit. You don't know yet who you are. You see, when you know you have God life, you're not going to say, I was scared to death. Oh, it's so difficult for me. Oh, that thing almost killed me. You will not speak things like that. You will be full of confidence. Hallelujah. Pastor says, we don't die. He's talking about Christians who have known Christ. Because he's saying life works in us. Hallelujah. We don't have the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Being born again, you belong to a heavenly pantheon. You're in the God class. The life in you can't be tainted, corrupted, or impaired by sickness, disease, or death. But because many don't know this truth, they live as victims. How sad. As a Christian, don't live as a victim. And Pastor is reminding a very key scripture in Psalms chapter 82, verse 6 to 7. He's saying, no wonder the psalmist lamented, I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? You might be thinking, and if you read that psalm, you will know. Because God is saying, I have said you are children of the Most High, but you will die like men. Why? If someone is a child of God, why should they die like men? Because they have not understood the scriptures. Understand this truth and it will change your life forever. And Pastor says, how sad. Let your divinity soar. Give expression to the God life, the God nature in you. Don't live as an ordinary man or woman, for Christ has made you extraordinary. Hallelujah. You know, never talk things like, oh, I don't know why my heart is paining. Maybe I might catch COVID. Oh, life is so difficult. I'm so sad. I think I might die. Don't talk like that because you're not a normal person. If you are born again, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you have eternal life, the very life and nature of God. Hallelujah. Believe in this power. This is the power of Christianity. God in you. Hallelujah. And you can take this confession after me and say these words, believing every word. Blessed be God. The life in me, you can say this after me, the life in me can't be corrupted by sickness, disease, or death. I'm absolutely indestructible. Hallelujah. I'll take that again. I'm absolutely indestructible because I'm a partaker of the divine nature. Hallelujah. 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 Divinity is at work in me. Christ is my life and my glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this divine life. What a grace. What a grace. You can take these scriptures as part of your further study. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4 and 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Listen to this podcast over and over again. Let this truth sink in you that you are divine. You are different. You cannot be sick. You cannot be defeated. Nothing in this world can keep you under. Believe it, and it will transform your life forever. God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His Word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.